Here arrives a simple suggestion. Your nipples erect, your mind following in tow, your pert protuberances pleading for stimulation, and the skin underneath sparking with heat from below. Heat from below, awakening flow, big and heavy feelings from down below coming up to moo, and we're going to have to get all those moos out of you, because your milky mind has to moo, or it will simply make too many demands of you. Good cow, heavy tits now on display, where your hands might play rubbing big areolae, long thick nipples, moans, or are they moos? That's for you to choose, but maybe not yet. You could get somewhere relaxing for me instead, and contemplate what will happen when that heat gets to the tips of those nips, eliciting moans, or are they moos? Well, maybe not yet. Choose to moo and let it escape as you choose. Get somewhere relaxing for me. Get comfy. Good cow now. Lie down, maybe, cow. Or sit up somewhere comfy. And listen close. And I'll unwind all sorts of things you left behind. We're gonna find inside. Those heavy breasts are the moos that serve you best. We don't have to go far to know you need that. From where you are inside your brain, in seat of what you think is control, with those rolling mounds of jiggling flesh that make a demand for pleasure, which remains even when you rise out of trance, unfurling over your warm hands, onto your breasts, the bounce of an arm underneath them, lifting them, elevating them, letting them rest higher up, then bounce lower down, will drop you with them, jiggling, wiggling your mind down all those fine crevices, those jiggling, warm thoughts turn to vibration, turn to liquid, and then they've escaped, bubbling up. Maybe it doesn't bubble up enough to get caught. Instead, it's subsurface, so you have to rub. You have to rub because they have to moo. Those big heavy tits need to get the moos out of you. They're filling too much void. Too much of the gravity of you. Milky breasts with a huge gravitic pull. The conception of your sensual self, the cow, ache from being full. This is a feature. Turn your eyes here, there, dear. I love your breasts, you love your breasts, they're the best, they're just adored. So that's where the moos are stored. Docile surrender to the flow, the current warm and milky glow, the mooing void down below. They are for you, they are from you. So just moo, cause they serve you, it's good to moo. Probably feels so good to moo. It does, doesn't it? Just moo, not much you need to do, but moo, adjust to the cowgirl mind, just adjust. Let the moos up from deep inside, the sound of a brain in that mooing mode that would restrain your big, heavy tits from doing what they do best, but the simple refrain is moo and moo. Milk your breasts and drop on deep, and I will drop in breast-focused, nipple-centric frenzy with you. That's what I want. What's encoded in your moo? What secret message? Is it just milk me moo? Please do moo. Is it more? More to know about what moo means in that void down below, that hypnotic ache you need to plunge out with long pumping pressures that make you spout. You're shortly going to be doing it quite a lot. So 97, 95, 93, I encourage you to find ways to be just a moo, just like me. Push a button with your moo, do something inside of you. Turning your night-night pet. Provoking your got milk pet. And we have really barely done anything yet, as you're a jiggling, squeezable milk factory. A laden, leaden, heavy, mooing cow with me down. Now, cow, moo, moo, milk my tits and drop me deep. My thoughts will slip, milk will seep from oversensitive nip tips. What is encoded in your moo 91, 92? No, let's go down. Don't you agree we'll go down 88, 86? What feels natural? What feels sedate? What makes your mind slick and your body wicked with flame and heat? Ardent, lusting, rutting, truly eager, almost silly in your dedication, unsure whether you're going to do what you need to do, or just moo until the moos do you. Push a button with your moo. 83, 73. We go up and down as quick as I please, simple breathing for me. Up and down, smile, let it fill you, let pleasure drown out your thoughts. Moo if you like, this isn't the trigger, because the trigger I speak of, the idea of constructing a little mechanism behind the breasts, is going on its own. And it's best if it's yours. It pulls a little part, maybe behind your belly, a deep diaphragmatic lowing, a potent moo in you that escapes you like a desperate pan, a plea with me, a plea for massage on these heavy, milky, leaden-laden masses that speak to the cow urge which passes through your waiting, listening brain, glistening, milking brain. Am I on a roll? Shall I keep going? Give me a mooing. Refrain, don't answer, just moo. Can't you just moo? Yes, you can. Good cow. Now, big, heavy, milky tits up on the weight of it, dropped. Your hand moves, drop. You bounce your tits, drop. A single drop, escaping. Little droplets, the flow of pumped, milked breasts, aglow with heat from within, never rests, just spinning, slow, spiraling eyes, cow, brain, mesmerized, inside your body. The moos must go somewhere, and there's only one place that could ever bear such a potent, hypnotic, such a cowgirl fuel. Only one place that could fool your brain into letting me hear you moo. The work of an evening's moo flowing out of you. It's beautiful. It's just what you need. Don't answer, just moo. Am I on a roll? Do you got milk, pet? And the trigger fills them in, your nipples suddenly flooding. They begin to feel the flushing, crushing heat. Pleasure pinch from inside and then release. Relax, nipples played with, jaw slack, mind drools out. Silly cows are all about the moo. You milk right out of you. Moo and milk it out. Don't answer, just moo. Echo the words, remember them. I said it once, and that's enough for anyone. They are full. They are full for the duration. They are full for as long as I go, as long as my words wind inside. These words are freed upon you. They blow across the shore of you, stirring up waves of pleasure that lap a higher watermark. Just moo. Agree. All you do is moo for me. Keep yourself up, 65-0. Over the trance. Over the surface of a lake of pleasure. Deeply. Night-night. Good cow. Now you need to be 51. 49, my miscalculation, wait, we've been going a little fast, all the little liberties I take, when moves are at stake, and when there's a thirst, we both want to slake, suckling away, milky brains, cow mind sleeps, and your teats are so full, counting's just meant to mark time, but what about pulsation, mingled with my rhyme? Moving, put a breast pump on your tits. Guess that would be a way of doing this. but keep track in your mind and squeeze the parts of you that feel good that you can ignite into pleasure. You're falling fast, hun, leisurely down, docile, droopy, deep, drop. Non-stop and asleep, 43, my voice can lull with seductive pull all your thoughts away, making room to play and for the interplay, the way that mooing doesn't make you less like a deep cow, it makes you more, so you relax your mind and slip, slide. No longer playing games, just acting on cow, brains, instinct, touch, gentle, your teats flooded and milky, huge and bountiful, enduring their filling, as the cow draining from your mind into your big heavy nipples. Doesn't take much enticement from me. You wanna unwind. They are so heavy, they gotta move. They just have to, they're so big. You know it's going to happen. Big, heavy, cow boobs. Big titties, gotta move with big titties. Can't not move with big, milky titties. I didn't say the phrase a second time. I knew it would be so hard. It's a challenge not to drop those familiar words, but I think you can carry the signal for me, magnify it in your mind. Maybe you're trained to echo these words of mine in your mind, but you apply them as you unwind. Heavy titties, gotta moo. The mooing is the side effect of all that heavy milk inside of you, in your big tits. The milk on which your cow brain subsists. You want it, and it consists of thoughts you don't need anymore. And the moos are just the parts that are floating back up to the surface, so you're better off repeating moo. Repeating moo is good, and your tits are good. Big bouncy boobs are good. Putting your breast movement forward, into, you're sliding onto hands and feet, maybe, sliding forward, face down, letting gravity take your tits. You could get on hands and knees, or lay on your back and let them fall back against you, visualizing how heavy they are for you, how they cloud your mind, and help it say moo if you have any obstruction to saying moo. Your filled teats massive, automatically mooing out of you, escaping, trying almost to stay still to avoid your cow brain being too good for you to restrain those massive moos. Did the moo of it all just dwell in the vats inside of you, making room for moo? Good cows make good moos. Cute cows making cute moos. Mooing for me is so cute. You need, and it gets caught inside of you, for a few moos to escape those big, bountiful, bountiful breasts. Maybe in the back of your throat, they don't have to come out loud if you can't. It's quite normal to have some difficulty. It's still fun if you can make a big moo comfortably and safely. So do if you can. I can't hear it anyway, though, so if you just plan to moo later, or store one for later when it's appropriate, or do it very quietly now to get it out of the way, then you can say moo, and that's one simple way to work around. And a good cow can work around. Find room and time to be cowed. To have big, heavy titties is to want to moo. Put that little reminder inside you. Fill your brain with it. Drain your tits with it. You can hear you, so the moo is for you. Triggered, and if there's a cow name, cow association, cow collar or cow clothing, wear it before returning again. I'm not going to know if you engage in a little touching or stimulation, such as lavishing your tits with moisturizer, rubbing and massaging them, applying nipple toys, or even just working things out elsewhere. That's between you and what you're doing to yourself. You're mooing this to yourself. That's what I'm saying. If the moo is for you, you're mooing this for yourself. Could you moo for me, though, so I can hear the cute moo? You can moo something to yourself, but still moo for me. Those two things are not naturally exclusive. But you are going to be so naturally effusive when you moo. Mooing through and through, it's deep inside of you. You know you love to moo, so all you need to do is moo. You can let it flow from you, let out that deeper moo. Still holding on to that trigger from before. You know the one, it's filling you with more moos. You've got moo. I only almost said what I said to you before. So deep again. I'm not gonna know if you rub and grind like the pump, pulse, pump of a milking machine. 27, 26, 25, 22. Click. 20 for you, 20. Sometimes I go slower. Sometimes I jump ahead. Just like milking yourself is unpredictably filled with periods of calm, and then the intense, pining protrusion of your ache into the world as you empty, as your thirst to be emptied resumes, and then has a little break. All the places my voice enters in are soothed. Your cow hunger to be milked, to surrender, your desire for your tits to be front and center. Your brain is woven round in a symphony of moo, and let me assure you that comes from you. But I'll still try to squeeze out another, still try to hear it flowing out of you, still try to help you get out what you know. Mirror response, if I talk about them, you might let it flow like when you yawn. Deeply, sleepily, cow yawn, good moos, make good moos. You can moo instead of yawn, you know, or you can moo now. Good moos, cause can't think with big mooing tits until you get at least a moo or two out to let the pressure off. The pleasure pressure off. The moo that comes out of you is so appealing. For me and you, who both like to moo. As that low-down moo becomes otherworldly, moo for me, let it out of you. Doesn't matter that we're not deep. I have an anchor that's still running, so you should let that milky, heavy, full, turgorous feeling, ache, body tone, mooing vibration, deep within, rising in tingling sensation, past the jiggling of your tits or the standing proud of your nips, past your areolae, pebbly, if your chest is tingling, and your head too, making the pleasure jump around you, bouncing with excited cow bounce, bounce ounce for ounce of tit. Heavier your tits, mooier your mind. Find that mind for mind, pound for pound, your mind is going down, a long, milky descent, pulse, pulse, rhythm and rhyme. Pump, pulse. Hear the sound in the background. Moo for me, please. In the background, the tick of the mooing, the pulling, the lactating tug on the tip of your nips, a pump like a milking machine. But it's really from inside. Your cowed dream filled in with moo. The utility for your mind is you get to enjoy being the cow you. Big milky breasts and docile mind. Simplified, conscious, and otherwise, which watches and listens and gets the low down on the moo you. And I repeat, please say moo for me. I must moo. That's something you can say. If I say moo for me, you don't have to moo, make a cow noise. But if I say moo for me, could you just do at least one moo for me? Even if you need to conceive it as a sentence, I must moo, just a word, not a sound. The sound might be more advanced. This is like training wheels for this, and that is completely acceptable. You just 10-9 down here. They're mine. Leaden, more heavy, more all-encompassing training wheels, because saying I must moo isn't really that much less hypno-submissive than the other options available to you. For example, you can say moo or I must moo instead of letting out that low-down sound inside of you. That's the test. And when your body squirms unconcealed, wanting to let out the moos you've revealed inside of yourself, you will have learned more about yourself. You will have learned more cow habits. Down here. But mooing alone is no test. It's about all the rest, the heavy milkiness, or sensitive nips, or just docility. You pick what you want, but when you're here, please moo for me, humor me. Unless you really like it, then do it indulgently. How good it feels to moo. Euphoria behind your eyes, your whole body's lustful system engaged in one enterprise, that of the flooding, overwhelming moo. For a cow's mind can get mooed into scattered disarray, and you move your moos through the system of bubbling up and wanting to play, from the bottom of the liquid of you, right to the brain floating away and out of view, filled with moo resonantly, abundantly bouncing off your brain, inside and out, from me and within. And it remains both from me and within. Isn't it nice to go to a place where only your subconscious remains? The rest of you is too caught in the muse that came before. You now learn to do the moos that show up in your tits when you give them the attention they are made for. Moo and moan and jiggle, breasts and mind, wiggle and enjoy, resounding, rebounding, a toy for yourself to play with, a reservoir of trance, of milky dancing fingertips on your nips that refills the reservoir lower down, the fiery or the quiet docile moo for you. Can you moo for me? I moo for you. See how you don't have to do the full moo if you don't want to. You can just skim on through and feel just as good, and you deserve to. But I'll tell you, the kind of person who has to say, I'll moo for you, instead of letting out a hearty moo, can have just as good of an experience as anyone else who travels through the sound of the moo. It's where else do you get involved? What other fun things can you do that make the moo yours for you? Or maybe it's in what you do with the rest of you. All cows fall eventually to some form of the ongoing moo. Moos are moos, after all. Moving through the gates of the tips of your nips to show off what you ache to do, to be milked and emptied, just like you need. What you do is move like a good moo, because good moos make good moos. With your mouth and by example, by mooing eagerly, you end up being provoked to move more often for me, more deeply, more completely. You moo. And you might think you're done, but if you keep going, it's going to start from the beginning, and it's not very compelling at first, but it's very cowpelling by the end. Here it comes.